Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome and good morning, patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting on 96.5 FM, AM 630 on the dial out of Spokane, Washington, and of course the live stream. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. And it certainly is Trump Tuesday because he is remaining on top of the pile, regardless of what they try to do to him.
Yes.
And especially with this latest sham lawsuit, this civil lawsuit that he's having to go through.
What an absolute circus.
Oh, what a wreck.
And
what
then
a wreck.
Just yesterday morning, we found that one of his lawyers forgot to check the box in their initial paper filings for this case to request a jury trial.
Right.
So the judge says, hey, this is what the paperwork says, so I will be deciding the outcome. And this is a leftist activist judge.
You know, that is why I keep saying these attorneys that he picks or that, I don't know, shove their way into his space, I think they have to be plants. They have to be working for the left because they are
really unbelievable.
I mean, I've never heard of anybody having such remarkably bad luck with attorneys. I mean, these people are getting paid one heap of a lot of money to do the right thing for Trump. And I know better lawyers here at the county. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm serious. They are just a handful of worthless attorneys, if we've ever heard of any. Which kind of leads you to think they can't all be that bad, which means some of them have to be intentionally doing things wrong.
Right. It's just confounding.
Well, and yes, exactly. And so now he doesn't get a jury trial. Now he has to go with what this insane psycho judge is going to decide to do to him.
Right. Well, this is election interference. This is to keep the person that is the biggest threat to the deep state from becoming president again.
That's right. That's right. And so, you know, when anybody addresses this whole situation and they want an update, and so we have to say, well, an update on which case?
No kidding. Which circus act?
Yeah, which one do you want an update on? It seems like there's probably like 10 of them by now. And of course, they're all setting dates for, you know, later this year and the beginning of next year, right?
Yes.
During all of the campaigning as it's heating up. And
well,
so,
right here,
what a mess.
From Gateway Pundit, Trump holds the biggest lead yet, 51 points over DeSantis, 63% total support in this post-debate poll. They're asking after the debate, and Trump, who wasn't even participating, still won the debate. His numbers keep going up. This is terrifying to the communist, anti-American left.
That's right. Well, and you know what's also fascinating about this latest case that we're talking about here that's going on in New York, just the fact that they're trying to catch him for fraud for overvaluing his property, right?
Right.
You know, that is real estate is all over the place as far as value goes, because essentially what a piece of property is worth is what somebody's willing to pay for it. And
well,
so,
not only that, but the judge is saying it's only worth $18 million, so he over-evaluated it. Try rebuilding Mar-a-Lago for $18 million.
Exactly.
Good luck.
Well, and not only that, but are they kidding? Just even the material that's being discussed is so stupid.
It really is. We're on the edge of war, financial collapse, our borders being overran, and this is the kind of stuff that they've got our rightful president entangled in.
Right. The one guy that can save this nation, which of course the communists don't want. They do right. not want this nation saved, no matter what they have to do.
They're tearing it down as fast as they can.
And they're thrilled to death that CCP special ops guys are now here in America and, well, who knows where.
Well, today, the... Today, Russia is planning a nuclear attack readiness test with their citizenry involved.
Oh,
right?
Great.
But interesting, tomorrow, the FCC and FEMA have planned a nationwide emergency alert test. So October 4th, Wednesday, they will be sending out this at 2:20 p.m. Eastern time. All of our phones are going to be going off with this alarm. Internet, all broadcasting, it's all going to be interrupted with this emergency test the day after Russia is going to be doing their civil defense emergency test. And do they got something planned up their sleeve?
Exactly.
The world's getting
what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, and see, because there's other fascinating stuff going on along those lines in other parts of the world as well. Like in Poland, apparently all of the illegal immigrants want to invade Poland.
Oh yeah, the footage of that is just incredible.
It's bizarre.
And it looks like the southern border, but only the border patrol are not cutting the fence and letting them in. They're right. actually fending them off.
Yep, they're keeping them out. And so here, all of these illegals, I keep going, where are all these people coming from?
Yeah.
And it's true. You said, well, they're getting paid. They're getting paid
right.
to invade all of these nations. And that is exactly correct, because you'll recall that as we heard Carlos Ayano, the guy that had been the whistleblower.
Oh yes,
for yeah. you know, for the transportation of the illegal
children
that
minors,
are being trafficked. Yeah. He was describing that all of the NGOs, the non-governmental organizations that the United Nations uses to facilitate all of the things that they want to do in America, they use NGOs. So these are basically like corporations, right?
Right.
That are doing
nonprofits.
That are doing all of this illegal stuff that yeah. cannot be done according to the law, but a corporation can do it and get away with it. And so he was describing the NGOs are in charge of this. Well, check this out. There are currently 8 German NGO ships in the Mediterranean Sea collecting illegal immigrants to be unloaded in Italy. These NGOs are subsidized by the German government. Let's hope AFD wins the elections to stop this European suicide, is what the article says.
Yeah.
And so, well, that's fascinating, because NGOs are funding are working as the funding and the facilitator for Germany well.
That's right.
So this is the true fascist model happening all over the world. And yeah. the NGOs are using whichever nation's money, you know, to sneak it around the law
right.
to pay these illegals to come in and invade these nations.
Yes.
And then it
That's
shows,
why you have UNESCO, you've got the Red Cross down in the Darien Gap that with these massive camps putting right. together, I mean, literally rape kits for minors and women.
Yes.
And day after abortion pills and everything else because of what's happening to them on these journeys.
That's right. Well, and then there's further video showing what's happening in Italy with all of these new illegal immigrants that Germany and these NGOs are paying to dump into Italy. And these illegal immigrants they're hostile. They're throwing glass bottles at Italian residents.
Yep.
They're very aggressive. And so, you know, same thing that is happening here is happening all over the place. But Poland, I've got this clip here that shows hundreds of thousands of people held an opposition rally in Warsaw 2 weeks ahead of an election that the Liberal Civic Platform, or PO, says may decide Poland's future in the European Union and its democratic standing. And so the Polish people are not going to have this illegal invasion.
Right.
And they're opposing it big time.
Poland, the Czech Republic, and Hungary have all stood against this mass migration thing that the European Union is continually scolding them for not taking their fair share of the immigrants.
Right.
And it is the destruction of Europe. It is the destruction of the West.
The destruction of America.
Destruction of North America, the West, Canada, the United States. Is their goal is to bring them down.
Well, so essentially what we're seeing is we're seeing the United Nations basically paying an army to invade all these nations and take them down.
They're not
technically an army, but they are essentially acting as one.
Yeah.
I mean, because we pay our military guys, and so the United Nations is going, hey, the whole world could be our military if we just pay them.
That's right.
And so here they are.
And where do they get their money?
From the U.S. Yes, yep. From us. Exactly.
Well, oh man, there's a lot to cover here. We could go deep into that one. What, you know, there's got to be some massive monetary incentive for women to be sending their children alone over a 1,000-mile journey to get to America, being sexually assaulted along the way, trafficked, never heard from again. What's going on? Back to the home. Were they giving these parents $10,000 apiece?
Right.
Incentive?
Yeah, because they're going to...
Empty promises?
Right, because they're going to make $80,000 to $100,000 off of each little kid, right? And so just like we aired yesterday with the U.S. intelligence officer, he was describing that it's all about money. It's all about money. They are willing to look the other way. Every single person that's involved, they're willing to look the other way because they're getting paid big bucks.
Right, right.
Yep, and that's truly the backbone of what happens under communism. They pay to have all the people in charge look the other way so that they can basically plunder the nation and rob it blind.
That's right. Well, much more to say on that, but let's get to the word of the day. And,
yes, let's do.
Stay grounded in His word.
Yep. Praise God and thank God for God.
He's greatly to be praised.
For sure. Because, right. You know, and again, we're still in the week of celebration for the Feast of Trumpets and
Feast of Tabernacles.
I'm sorry. Feast of Tabernacles.
They all blur together sometimes after right. a while.
Well, and so the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Luke chapter 20, verses 20 through 26, which read under the title, The Pharisees, Is It Lawful to Pay Taxes to Caesar? So they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be righteous that they might seize on his words in order to deliver him to the power and the authority of the governor. Then they asked him, saying, Teacher, we know that you say and teach rightly, and you do not show personal favoritism, but teach the way of God in truth. Is it lawful for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But he perceived their craftiness and said to them, Why do you test me? Show me a denarius. Whose image and inscription does it have? They answered and said, Caesar's. And he said to them, Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. But they could not catch him in his words in the presence of the people, and they marveled at his answer and kept silent. And that's it. Well, so, oh boy, that's super loaded.
Well, it is. This, you know, I stumbled across a study on this, and this is fascinating. There's one word in there that's always perplexed me, and that is that they marveled at his answer.
Okay. Right.
This is not asking about whether or not you should pay taxes.
Right.
And his response was not really tax related. This was a trap that right. they were trying to set up for Jesus. And here's something that a lot of people don't realize about the Roman Empire. Julius Caesar was considered a deity. So he says, show me a denarius or show me this coin, right? Whose face is on it? They right. said, Caesar. And he said, this is what they marveled about. When he said, render to God what is God's and to Caesar what is Caesar's. But the coin declares Caesar as God.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't know what to do with that. And they marveled, right? So they're like, oh, okay, this one didn't work very well, right? Now, right. where do you go with that?
Right.
So if they deny that Caesar is God, well, that's a huge faux pas in the Roman Empire, right?
Right.
And so they were stuck.
Yep.
And they marveled, and well, that's why.
There's the glory of the Lord. You can't ever outthink or out. You can't corner or trap the all-knowing God.
Right.
You know, that's just not possible.
Yep.
And, you know, the devil tries. He tries very hard, but what a waste of time that is. And, you know, so, but what's also super interesting here, and talk about relevant to today, I'm not kidding. We just paid our taxes today.
Boo.
We just sent them off because it was a reluctant in sending off of money that, you know, that we owed. We have no problem with taxes. We have absolutely no problem. But this year, with all of the child trafficking and admitted guilt, according to the people in charge of being associated with this child trafficking, I had a very big issue. And I went, you know, we owe it and we'll pay it, but not until after Feast of Tabernacles and Feast of Trumpets, because if we're still here after Feast of Trumpets, then we'll pay it.
Yes. We paid the penalty. You know? We paid the taxes.
That's right.
And so we just contributed to Ukraine.
Yeah. So there went all our money to Ukraine and to fund child trafficking, which I have a huge issue with. And in fact, we, you know, there's that whole thing right there is...
They will be held accountable for how they spend that.
They will
They
be.
Will give account.
That's right. We do what we're required to do by law, but they don't. They are breaking the law every single day.
And we just paid taxes, and this was a random turning.
Yeah, this was a random turning.
God just does this
today.
Stuff.
And so he does that to let us know, I'm here with you, and this is where it's relevant. Look at here in the Bible. This story is very relevant to you. And so, you know, it's also fascinating that on the same page, it describes the widow's two mites, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, where it's describing, he says, and he looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow putting in two mites. So he said, truly, I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all. For all these out of their abundance have put in offerings for God, but she out of her poverty put in all the livelihood that she had. And boy, that's, you know, I had one of the ministries that we tithe to had sent an actual replica of a mite.
Yes.
An actual Israeli mite, and that the widow would have used.
Smaller
here.
Smaller than a dime, and it's worth less than a penny.
Yep, that's right. And it's an awesome little piece of history, actually. And so when you think about giving to Caesar what is Caesar's, giving to God what is God's, you know, you've got paying your taxes, and then you've got paying your tithes to the Lord.
You're right.
And I'll tell you what. In paying our taxes, we just paid the devil, basically, because all the money goes to facilitate child trafficking in this nation right now. And then we tithed also, and that goes to help people. So taxes are going to hurt people, and tithes are going to help people. That is a stunning, stunning revelation in economic relevance, really.
It's nauseating, actually, to think about. It's just infuriating.
So. Yep.
But, all right, well, we better get off that topic because
we're getting mad.
Yes, getting angry.
Yep, for
about
sure.
By the second.
Yep.
All right. Okay, well, let's go ahead and take a break then. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com. Be ready for his return. JesusAppears.com is the website. And one more time, Lady Liberty, with that scripture.
That was Luke chapter 20, verses 20 through 26.
Awesome. Okay, and we'll be back right after this. Stick around, Patriots. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
With his own hands, then he gave me the Son of Man. That's why I'm giving all the glory to God. That's why I'm giving all the glory to God.
Thank you. communist goal was to kill the concept of freedom and to indoctrinate a new generation with atheism and hatred of the free world. Children were a prime target.
We need to focus every inch of our being on climate change. Because if we fail to do so, then all our achievements and progress have been for nothing.
Parroting words supplied by the Kremlin.
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And that's prepping2-0.com, the website there. Lady Liberty, we've got a few short clips here from
Trump. That's right.
Tuesday.
Yes, because he was speaking in Iowa, and I've got a little clip here that I just absolutely love this clip. It showed President Trump autographing a combine.
That was so cool.
Of course, this combine is the size of a house. You know, these things are massive.
Huge.
And so he's actually signing the door, and his signature is about a foot high. It's so awesome. And so there he is in Iowa talking to all the farmers. And what's very cool, he said, in total, I successfully negotiated and renegotiated more than 50 agreements to boost farm exports by billions and billions of dollars in supporting American jobs.
Good.
The reason you're doing so well is it's coming off of the fumes of what we did, and ensure taking a lot of that away, but we're going to put them back in on the first day of the administration. That's what happens when you finally have a president who stands up for America, and I will do it again, starting at noon on Inauguration Day, January 20th, 2025. So that's such a cool thing.
You could take that to the bank, too.
No kidding.
He'll do it.
That's right. Well, and so we have a couple other clips here taken from that Iowa rally. Listen to what he has to say.
Under a Trump administration, gasoline-fired engines will be allowed, but child sexual mutilation will be banned. Is that okay? I will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or mask mandate. No mandates. You want it, you can have it, but no mandates.
Oh, yeah, that got a great positive reception from the crowd there. But I would even further add, when it comes to these so-called vaccines, if you want to get them, get them. They should be banned.
Right, absolutely.
They're not FDA approved.
Right.
They're still experimental, they're under emergency authorization use, and there's no emergency. Why in the heck are we still even allowing people to take them?
That's right. Boy, I'll tell you what, I hope you and I get appointed when he becomes president. We need jobs. We need jobs that actually have some kind of actual power to them that we can say,
oh yeah,
these are communists, Mr. President.
That's
need to be treated like illegals.
That's right. and somebody who actually understands the enemy that we're up against on his administration and not stabbing him in the back.
That's right.
But he knows now. He knows exactly what we're up against now. He had quite the awakening. In fact, here's another clip from his speech.
Never forget, our enemies want to stop us because we are the only ones that can stop them. The only ones. And we're going to get your situation taken care of in California for the vote. They want to take my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. And in the end, they're not after me, they're after you. I just happen to be, unfortunately for me, standing in the way. Here is just some of the agenda.
Yep, he gets it. He knows what we're up against. He understands the deep state that we're up against. And oh, by the way, last night it was awesome that broke, talking about Kevin McCarthy, speaking of deep state and Republicrats, rhinos. This came in from police frequency. Breaking, Representative Matt Gaetz has officially filed the motion to vacate the chair against Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Fantastic.
Yep. So he's entered it. We'll see what happens as a result of that. But they hold a pretty good leash and looks like they're about ready to yank it.
Well, it's about time because that guy is clearly a leftist plant.
He's right there with Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and all the others.
That's right. That's called a communist.
Yeah, they're part of the deep state. They're communist collaborators, in our opinion. And we're just happy to see this type of bold move that people are just don't have the courage to take.
Right. Yep. So hopefully it you know gets serious traction and they remove him.
I'm also very hopeful. I don't know how optimistic I should be, but these motions that were filed by Marjorie Taylor Greene, we still need to follow up on those against Mayorkas and Idi Amin, Lloyd Austin.
Right, and the impeachment proceedings for Biden, because they they're actually talking about it, and so we get to hit that tomorrow.
Well, they've been talking about it for a long time. Maybe this little change in the system is going to bring us some real results.
Well, we'll hope so.
Let's hope. All right, guys, you have a blessed day out there. You be safe and keep your head down there. Get ready for those emergency drills and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.